Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.
Get his breakdown, his podcast. We'll let you know how you can get your hands on that on all the various platforms out there. Dave, question number one, not that their vote would matter, but what does Florida think about rumors of Florida State maybe a possibility for the SEC? Again, that's been floated through the decades a couple of times, but that's kind of resurfaced a bit.
Yeah, Bill, definitely resurfaced a bit with all the hoopla surrounding alignment, yeah. New alignment now. I can tell you from what I've been able to gather from social media and a lot of Gator fans, they don't necessarily agree with it, because that is one advantage that you have over Florida State. You're in the same state, you recruit the same players, but the one advantage you do have is playing in the SEC, playing in the most popular conference there. So that is, something that is a pull for when you are on the recruiting trail a little bit, the allure of playing in the SEC. So, and you get a huge paycheck to go along with that. So, that is one advantage you have over a rival that all of a sudden they would be able to get if they are brought in there. So, I don't know what the SEC does, Bill. I know that a lot of people think there's been this gentleman's agreement between Florida, South Carolina, Georgia to keep their ACC in-state rivals out of the conference. But with the way everything's going now, Bill, and everything we see with college football changing, I'm not so sure anything like that holds up in the future.
Gator Dave with us, Gators Breakdown, the podcast. Yeah, I find that interesting. If you're Florida, what good is it for you to bring Florida State in and now financially be on equal footing,
right,
as far as conference affiliation? Because they now have a crummy contract that they're stuck with for about 15 more years that's not ever going to be negotiated up any further. Matter of fact, if you lose a couple of those schools, it probably gets negotiated back down, unless you bring in. Now, if you bring in Notre Dame, that's different, but that's I'm not sure that's going to happen. But if you're Florida, I don't see, and the same with Miami as far as that's concerned, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Both in-state schools, I wouldn't see, I wouldn't see the advantage if you're Florida to get the in-state school. So, would the SEC try to expand its footprint a little bit more? Would they go after North Carolina schools? If footprint is anything that matters to them, or would it be stature of programs? And Florida State and Miami absolutely have that. So I think it'd just be interesting to see how. Probably first of all, Bill, I guess we just got to figure out, when did the number of teams stop? How many number of teams are we thinking? I mean, if you're sitting here thinking of a super conference and you're well over 20 teams or anything like that, then you probably include Florida State, Miami. But if you're only thinking about two more schools or something like that, do you go like a North Carolina route to get up there in that neck of the woods? So I think it's very interesting, but yeah, it just if you're trying to also, if you're the SEC, appease the conference, the members of the conference who have been there for a while. I just don't think it does anything, you know, to bring Florida State, Miami in, you know, where Florida is at. If you bring Clemson in, where South Carolina is at, and Georgia Tech, you know, where Georgia is. I'm just not sure what the – if you're trying to do anything for those schools, not sure what happens there.
You imagine the conversations that have taken place from just Thursday to today, even over the holidays, yes, between people like Strickland and Sankey and Kevin Warren and somebody at Washington, and God knows what's been going on. Wow.
To go along with that, I mean, I know it's not geographic sense or anything like that, but if you're the SEC, are you just going to let the Big Ten have Notre Dame? I mean, don't you at least have to kick the tires? I mean, if they're going to be forced to join a conference, you're not going to sit here and say, well, just because they're in Indiana, you know, we'll let the Big Ten have them. I think that's fascinating. So, you know, I think Notre Dame's a big wild card right here when it's, you know, well, I think when you look at it, you know, they're such a big school and such a big draw that location, really, of course, right now we already know location would be damned for all this stuff. I don't think you just sit there and let them float into the Big Ten and then come up with some kind of agreement.
Yeah, put them in the SEC and make sure LSU is a permanent opponent forever. Immediately.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if we're going to lose a lot of traditional rivalries, you might as well make some because of coaching changes now.
Now, Notre Dame's always been considered a little too snooty for the SEC, right? But you know what? So was Texas. I was told for centuries Texas would never look at the SEC. And you know what? I think that was true. It's just not true today. It was true forever. Academically, we just look at your inferiority down there, where you and I live, Dave, and we would never join. If we didn't join the Pac-12 like they almost did back in 2010, then the Big Ten would be the draw for them. But this isn't necessarily the same leadership. Maybe we were always told that Notre Dame would never pay their head coach a lot, and now they do. And we were told there would never be a conversation about joining a league, which now there is. So I don't see there's any SEC Notre Dame marriage, but God, Dave, your point is in this environment, who knows?
That's exactly what it is, Bill. I mean, who knows? Like, even as bad as, you know, I think we have to speak truth here. Academics is secondary right now. They can sit here and say all they want to about how important it is and all that. This is all driven by football. This is all driven by TV contract money, and that's the discussion. So, yeah, I think everything that we've heard for centuries and years about college football is being turned on its head. Hopefully we keep some tradition part of the bill, but yeah, I don't know. It's not going that route for you know, if you want to keep a lot of the tradition part of it. I think Notre Dame, there could be some kind of a bidding war, I think, going on. There is a lot to figure out because of their independent status and how that hangs into the balance, but yeah, that's why they got lawyers and all that stuff to figure all that out.
Miami gets Rashada, not new news. They get the five-star IMG Samoan tackle, 6'6", 330 yesterday. Mike Farrell's been telling us, and I'm going to have him back this Thursday, that he believes that Mario Cristobal is going to be the first coach in 20 years who actually starts recruiting like we've always been told you ought to recruit at Miami. Are you seeing this?
Yeah, Bill, and I think I saw it when he got hired. I mean, he was always going to be able to recruit well at Miami. He recruited well at Oregon with very little background there. Of course he was going to come back home and recruit well at Miami. And, you know, the knock was always going to be, how would he coach those guys? You know, he had the best talent in the Pac-12 and, you know, probably done some nice things. Was able to go to the Pac-12 championship game. You know, one year was just because Washington couldn't throw the team to go, but still – and put them in position to go fight for the college football playoff toward the end of the year. So and didn't get to that point, but you know, put them in position there. So of course he was going to come to Miami, recruit well. And now it's just, you know, it's going to be a wait and see. How does that translate in the ACC, where you really roster wise only have to worry about Clemson? We'll see what happens with FSU. Those are the only two teams that can recruit at any level close to, you know, historically what Miami can recruit at. So you pretty much only got to worry about, you know, going up against Clemson or maybe passing Clemson. Like, whereas in the SEC, you'd have to pass, you know, Alabama, Texas A&M, Georgia, LSU, Florida, as far as recruiting goes. So a little bit easier path there, much like the Pac-12. So we'll see how, you know, in a couple of years when this recruiting class comes together, how well he'll be able to assemble and develop that roster. But talent, I don't think talent will ever be an issue at Miami. I think, you know, I think I saw that when they hired Cristobal, and we're seeing that play out on the trail right now.
Are Florida fans a little shaky about recruiting right now?
It's getting a little bit better, Bill. July is going to be a huge, huge month. A lot of targets there, but Florida picked up their own commit yesterday. Top 150 defensive lineman T.J. Searcy picked Florida from the state of Georgia. Picked Florida over FSU. South Carolina was the main schools there. But 6'5", 250 edge rusher for the Gators, the highest commit in class right now. There's a lot of commits coming up, Bill. Treyon Webb, he delayed his decision to run it back at Jacksonville here. He's going to commit on June 11th. Keldrick Falk, he's a defensive lineman, Bill. He's going to be committing today. It looks like to be a Clemson, FSU, Florida, Auburn battle. That one's pretty up in the air, so we'll see what happens with that one. Expect some good news on the receiver front, Bill. Whenever Eugene Wilson is a Florida-Texas A&M battle, whenever he decides to commit, I think Florida will be the choice there. DeQuavia Story, another wide receiver who might play safety at Florida. He's one of the top receivers in the country there. I think Florida's in a good shape for him. But it all comes down, Bill, pretty much to the end of the month. There's Osceola kids. There's about three of those guys that Florida's in the running for. And Derek LeBlanc starting up front. Derek LeBlanc, John Walker on the defensive line. Where Florida needs a lot of help. LeBlanc might be leaning to Oklahoma right now. Walker might be leaning to Ohio State. There might be some work to do, Bill, for a couple of weeks there. But Jakeem Jackson, a cornerback from that same school, looks like to be leaning to Florida there. So, Bill, July's going to tell us a whole lot about the direction and just, you know, probably the potential of this Florida class.
Got a few weeks, but SEC Media Days in Atlanta at the Hall of Fame. Expansion has basically taken everything that was intended to get done there, particularly for people like you,
yep,
and changed it to nothing but expansion talk, basically, the whole time?
Not for me, Bill. Maybe certainly at the beginning when Greg thinks he talked, that'd be the issue.
Right.
But, you know, still got a lot to talk about there on the football side with Billy Napier.
Tell everybody how they can get all your content.
Yeah, Bill, favorite podcast platform out there on YouTube as well. Talking about the recent commit the Gators got yesterday there with T.J. Searcy.
Appreciate it, man. See you next week.
Thanks, Bill.
There is Gator Dave. Does a fantastic job. Griff, a little later. Something I touched on Friday, I'm about to retouch. You're about to get back into it when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They did open it back up within the last couple of minutes over here on 65, just past Metro Center at the Cumberland River Bridge on 65 going northbound from that fatal crash we had to deal with earlier. Now, 300 block Cedar View Drive, that's South Nashville on a crash, finishing up an earlier wreck, 3900 Clarksville Pike, that's going to be over in Bordeaux. Hey, there's a high demand for dental assistance, and Dental Staff School has an amazing 98% placement rate. Just Google Dental Staff School. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language. like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
3 weeks. It's incredible. After 3 weeks, I'm on vacation in Paris, having a conversation in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO.
Or,
yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy.
Or it may be even subtler, like,
speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money.
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
Greg Pogue back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, now also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Reward yourself for surviving Nashville traffic with fresh, locally roasted coffee. Classic handcrafted espresso drinks and fresh baked goods all day long. And free Wi-Fi so you don't have to work from home. Number one in customer service. You made it through the traffic. Reward yourself with a perfect pick-me-up at Bongo Java. Fresh coffee, delicious treats, great atmosphere. Open 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. daily. Bongo Java at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Nashville Sports Radio is hitting the road. Join the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show the first Friday of every month as they broadcast live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Check out the WNSR calendar for the dates and be there as Nashville Sports Radio hits the road the first Friday of every month.
Come be part of the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. On the air and everywhere with Nashville Sports Radio.
Need to know anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
They didn't even come and say, Tony, here's the deal. You're going to play in this new stadium that the university president's building, by the way, or get your ass in your Maserati out there to College Station. How come nobody stood up? Tony Ball's going to be here 10, 15 years, Bill, but you're going to have two Mickey Mouse minor league baseball stadiums 2 miles apart and a damn Suns fair that nobody goes to and bad barbecue.
Something I touched on very briefly Friday, which deserves, speaking of expansion, expanded attention from the host of the show. I'll tell you what, let me take a couple of calls, but let me give you a hint. This involves the Big Ten getting Southern Cal and UCLA to the league, to their league, the Big Ten, faster than Texas and OU get to the SEC, and Texas and OU and the SEC had a year's jump on the Big Ten and La La Land. I'm going to get into that. There's a lot to talk about there. But let me take a couple of calls. First, we will go to Aliquippa Bob, who God knows where he is. Last time, I think it was Sweden, but I'm not sure. What's up, sir?
You know what, Bill? I got to tell you, the way the airlines are, I was kind of sitting there wondering where the hell I was at yesterday myself. I actually ended up getting stranded going over to Sweden. And then coming back from Norway, I got stranded, flight cancellation. I ended up in Edinburgh, Scotland. And then from there, I was able to fly home last night. So I was kind of, you know, holding my breath and crossing my fingers and come through customs and almost missed my flight because they were doing some pretty interesting things with people. But I'm back in Florida now, so it was a wonderful vacation. But, man, Bill, I hate to go out of the country anymore. I mean, I come back to all this ruckus about SC and UCLA coming to the Big Ten.
Saturday night, whiteout, Southern Cal at Penn State, coming soon.
I can't wait to see UCLA and USC in Happy Valley and in the Shoe and in the Big House. I think that's going to be really interesting.
How about Minneapolis or Wisconsin in mid November night?
Oh, Happy Valley. I mean, it's, you know, when they get their snowstorms, you can get one in late October up there.
Correct.
But, hey, Bill, you know, when I heard this, the first thing I heard of, and I'm going to ask you this question. You're a Notre Dame guy. So, obviously, you know, Notre Dame, Clemson, Florida State, those are the first three schools I thought of. And I thought about them trying to compete with 40 to 45 million versus 80 to 85 million. But if Notre Dame decides to maintain their independence, do they have the alumni donations to make up the difference between what they're getting now, which is, what, around $15 million, as opposed to potentially getting $80 million if they join a conference?
The money seems to be mattering more now. We've always been told it really didn't matter. It wasn't a problem. And I don't think it ever has been. They've got plenty of resources. But, yes, it's getting so crazy now that I think they're pausing and wondering more now than ever.
Yeah, I have to think that too, Bill. That was the first thing I thought of. They're, you know, they've got a rivalry with SC, and there's got to be some serious consideration about going to the Big Ten. And if they go there, do they pull Clemson and Florida State because of the reasons that Gator Dave was talking about? You know, South Carolina does not want Clemson in the SEC, and Florida doesn't want Florida State. So are these three schools potentially going to end up in the Big Ten because of that conference lockout, so to speak, or rivalry lockout? What are your thoughts on that?
I hate to guarantee something in this environment because it's so shaky. I don't think so. I think everything is predicated right now on Notre Dame and what they're gonna do. And it's very quiet right now. We're not even hearing crickets when it comes to Notre Dame in this time. Now, a lot of people have opinions on it, but until Jax Warbrick says something, it doesn't really matter, right? And
exactly.
I just – that's the domino. And we got to Thursday. Everything happened, maybe not on their side, but Thursday we got a huge announcement, and now everything's gone quiet again.
Well, that's usually the way it is. But I'll tell you one thing that's coming, Bill, and I don't like it. And I think a lot of fans aren't going to like it. You know, you're talking about the brand name being more important now than the number of cable houses. And yep. When I first heard the news, I thought, man, the Big Ten just pulled in the L.A. market. You know, that $1 billion to $1.2 billion they're about to sign just went up. But, you know, Bill, I think we're all going to end up paying a lot more now because I think we're going to have to stream. We're going to have to pay to see our teams. And I think we're closer to that than we realize right now.
Well, Amazon has been in negotiations along with Fox and CBS, NBC, with the Big Ten. So Big Tech's coming. They're already here, but I'm talking about as a college sports, we're going to throw a lot of money at you entity. That's coming our way. We don't really know how and when yet, but Amazon has been part of these conversations with the Big Ten, which, again, they're doing this today. They're doing this right now because they've only got this year left on their contract, period.
Yeah, and you know what, Bill? I'm waiting for one of these big streaming services like an Amazon or whoever
Apple
to go in there and make an alliance with a Fox or a CBS or an ESPN or what have you. I know ESPN's aligned with Disney. But I'm just waiting for it, and I think that's going to be the telltale sign once that happens. So anyway, lots to talk about.
CBS lost the SEC in 2 years, that 2:30, 3:30 game in the afternoons open in 2 years. And there's talk that maybe the Big Ten will get that slot because CBS will bid for that. So you could have a Fox noon kickoff, Eastern time like we're used to, a 3:30 Eastern Big Ten afternoon Saturday game to go head-to-head with ABC, ESPN, and then an NBC Big Ten primetime game on Saturday nights.
Well, yeah, and you know, Bill, when you look at this, you know, the SEC, I think, plays the best brand of football right now. But if the craziness that I mentioned earlier, if Notre Dame, Clemson, and Florida State end up in the Big Ten, you now have the SEC's footprint isolated to strictly to the South and the Southwest with Texas, Oklahoma. And then they're almost surrounded by the rest of the country. So, you know, I really, that factor in my mind is telling me they're going to go after Clemson and Florida State and possibly Notre Dame. But we will see how it all plays out, sir. But, hey, I saw that you liked the tweet. I found I was walking through, I think it was Bergen, Norway. We're walking through, and I see this big sign on the side of this building painted Louisiana Cajun Cooking. It was an actual restaurant eatery there in Bergen, Norway. So I tweeted it out, and I don't know how many people got to see it or not, but I was pretty shocked. I sent it to Blake Ruffino, but I didn't see any LSU stuff inside, Bill.
They're just Cajun and food only, not in football.
Cajun and food only. They eat a ton of fish over there. A lot of crab. A lot of shrimp, a lot of whitefish, you know, haddock, cod. I had trouble in Sweden finding pickled herring. I didn't get to taste that. That was my one regret. But everything else was very nice, beautiful country. And if anyone can get over there, go, but go by boat. Don't trust the airlines after what I've been through. So with that, I'll get off and I'll let somebody else jump on, Bill.
Appreciate it. Good to have you back. Alec Whipple Bob, who now lives in Florida, except he's been in Sweden, Norway, Scotland, God knows. He's been everywhere. Back home. Richie, Cornhusker Richie, welcome in.
Bill, just real quick on the expansion. The SEC, I think, could easily and should go after Baylor, get that Dallas TV market, and they can easily get Miami. Go get them. Then you've got the southernmost point of Florida. That's what I would do, and they can easily do that. Bill, NIL was meant to be players using their celebrity and their status to be involved in advertising and to earn their money for some local business. Well, these collectives, they're on the way out, Bill. That's not going to stay around forever. That's not what was meant. I mean, that's just, you know, a year ago that was cheating. Those collectives are going away, and it's going to come back to you're actually going to halfway earn the money with, you know, some local business. I think that's coming back. Bill, with the NFL rule of 3 years out of high school, these players have to play college football. There's no way in the world you could be a high school star, sit out 3 years, and then try to have an NFL career. It's impossible. So I do not think the colleges, and by the way, the colleges aren't paying anybody anything more than they were a year ago. I don't think they ever will. I think what you're just going to have is, in the future, NIL. If you're a future NFL player and popular player, you're going to make money. But the average college player who's been trying to get paid all these years, they're going to play on scholarship, which is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. But they're never going to get a weekly paycheck. The colleges are never going to be told to pay these players cash. It's just going to be scholarship, you play football, and if you're a future NFL player, you're going to make some NIL. What do you think about that, Bill?
Depends on the school. Some schools are putting together deals like Michigan State. There was an article about this to where there's an East Lansing chapter, and I forgot the name, and they're going to pool the money and then pay everybody equally. Now, I don't know if that creates harmony or not. If I'm the star quarterback and the last guy on the bench is getting the same amount of money, that's going to cause some problems too. But,
well, Bill, don't you believe that when it comes to money, they can tell you what the government got involved. What they meant was that the players should actually earn the money. These local car dealerships are not paying anybody $1 million a year ago. So obviously we know, and the collectives are bragging about it. I believe that players that get paid, I think that money can be controlled. And I don't think, like the guy leaving Pittsburgh, the receiver leaving Pittsburgh to go to USC. Obviously, it's not some local business. It's boosters. I really think they can shut that down, Bill. If it was illegal a year ago, it can be illegal again. I think you can control where the money comes from. When you pay a player, I believe they can say that this money needs to come from these local businesses, something customary with what they were paying advertising in the past. Not just these millionaires getting together and bribing players, but you think they'll continue to do that?
I don't see, at least in the moment, any end in sight, because everybody's talking about it. Nobody's doing anything. Words don't mean anything.
But the bottom line here, the colleges, this CBS TV money, the players aren't getting any of that. This Alabama-Georgia bowl money, which trickles all the way down to Missouri and Vanderbilt, the players are not getting any of that. I want it to stay that way. You play college football, really you're over a barrel. You've got to play. There's no Saudi Arabian football league you can go to out of high school. You got to play college to show the NFL how good you are. I don't want the average player, you know, to get paid. I mean, if you can do the NIL and you're really a future pro, you know, I guess we're going to have to live with that. I just don't want the colleges to be forced to pay the entire football team. And that's what they want, Bill. All these players have always wanted, they see all these big TV contracts. I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. But you think NIL and the collectives are here to stay.
Until the SEC and the Big Ten decide we're going to regulate this,
yes,
then it's here to stay.
Well, I tell you what, you can tell players where their money comes from because they just did it. A year ago, you couldn't do any of this, and now you can. So things do change, but you're probably right. It'll probably take years. You know, they gave them the transfer portal mistake. They gave them the red shirt rule. Nobody cares about that. But they just never thought it was going to be this out of control. But don't pay the average college player. Let him play on scholarship. You've got him over a barrel. You've got them all over a barrel, Bill. They've got to play college football, or they will not be drafted high or drafted at all. So, all right, see you, buddy. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Husker Richie right there. What I was going to get into, but I did want to get those calls, is has the Big Ten, Southern Cal, UCLA news that they're going to be playing in the Big Ten in 24? So just two more seasons. Got to remember, contractually, Texas and OU have three more seasons in the Big 12. Has that news made the SEC think we need to really get on this? Does this expedite the need to get OU and Texas in earlier? You got to remember, y'all, this is about Fox versus ESPN. This is about gamesmanship. Now, the Big Ten and the SEC are actually connected here, even though they're not connected. They're connected because they are the two super conferences. There's not enough left out there, really, to have another super conference, I don't think. You can have some big conferences, but when you say super conference, I need to see your power. Just because you throw out 20 teams that weren't together previously, doesn't do me any good. I need to know what your flex off looks like. And I'll expound on this when we come back. It's a little bit complicated, but we'll get through it. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We still see some radar down certain parts of I-40 through Smith and Wilson County this morning. Be careful as traffic volume finally starting to pick up. 65 coming up through Brentwood, Franklin, trying to clear up an earlier crash. 300 blank, a Cedar View Drive. Hey, Ripley's has a great summer camp experience for the kids. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from the Afternoon Stretch. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code TAS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. 21 up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Here's a not-so-fun fact. A new law just raised the minimum amount that stores can charge for a case of wine or spirits.
What?
But don't worry, you'll still have time to stock up at Total Wine & More with our unbeatable case discounts.
Ooh!
Through the end of this year, you'll get the best discount on cases of your favorite wine and spirits.
Wow! With those low prices, I'm going to need another cart.
We don't know why the 16th state wants you to pay 16% more, but we'll always have the lowest prices in Tennessee. Drink responsibly. B21.
Golfers, swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the hottest new arrivals from Titleist, featuring the new Titleist Vokey SM9 wedges, their most superior handcrafted wedge design ever. The new SM9 grooves are cut to maximize the interaction of ball and face for lower flight and higher spin. Get precise distance and trajectory control like a pro with the SM9s. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Forecast. Here's your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, partly sunny, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 96. Heat index values as high as 107. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 78. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
Hey, Charlie, Bo Pelini. Hey, don't screw it up next week, no.
Does this expedite the SEC trying to get OU and Texas in earlier than the summer of 25? Right now, summer of 25 is the earliest they can come unless a negotiation is completed. The Oklahoman, the Daily Oklahoman, said that the buyout is $76 million a team. Oklahoma and Texas would have to pay $76 million apiece. Texas can do it. Oklahoma, not so comfortable with that. Just the facts. Oklahoma's got money. They don't have Texas's silly money, though. One could do it, the other one, not so up for doing it. Not sure they could do it. And they're not going to go separate. That's not happening. What happens? Could you negotiate a number that's down a little bit? Now think about this. The Big 12 hates Texas, always has. But they hate Oklahoma now, too, because of the news from last summer. And so the Big 12 would love to just get them the hell out of there, but the reason why they are there and going to stay unless something changes is the grant of rights and the money. Those teams are the muscle brands of that league. and they're not going to, as much as they hate those two teams and would love to see them disappear, the money is too important. You think the Big 12, and I was reading about this, you think the Big 12 would like it if Texas and OU play in the Big 12 championship game next couple of years? How embarrassing would that be if Texas and OU play in the Big 12 championship game? Now, you may say, well, Bill, have you looked at Texas last couple of years? True. I'm just saying, what if? You're sitting there broadcasting the Big 12 championship game potentially three more times for these two teams, okay? Not including the Red River rivalry. But there are three more league championship games that, as of right now, will include OU and Texas in the league. What if they play each other in that game? And you're broadcasting two teams that are the hell out, want the hell out, and look at it as good riddance. And the only reason the Big 12 has them still there is the money, which is very important. Here's the other thing. This gets confusing. Supposedly, even if Texas and OU reached an agreement, $76 million, $56 million, whatever the number, the grant of rights would stay, even though they could move to the SEC if they came up to an agreement with an agreement. The grant of rights still would remain in place through 25, meaning I believe the Big 12 would get OU and Texas's grant of rights money, TV money, until the end of the summer of 24-25, the athletic season. Even with a buyout, apparently the buyout doesn't negate the grant of rights the way I'm reading this now. It could allow you to get to the league earlier and you owe no more money to the league because you've agreed to some kind of buyout. But your actual grant of rights does not separate at that moment until the original contract is up, even with the buyout. So the Big 12 would get their SEC money until the end of 25. So if they came in, let's say, the same year that Southern Cal and UCLA go to the Pac-12, that last year, they would not get their SEC money. So it's really not until that's over. So it's really kind of confusing. But the Big 12 would love to get them the hell out of there, but you're not going to cut them any deals, at least not yet. At least not yet. Now, here's another angle. The leaders of all of this aren't Commissioner Kevin Warren or whatever. Kevin Warren did not get this deal done. Fox got this deal done. That's who's running the show. So if you're talking about negotiations, and you're talking about the SEC with the Big 12, got to remember the SEC equals ESPN. Big 10, Big 12, you think Fox, right? So you've got divisions here. What kind of agreement could you come up with? I mean, these suits all know each other. They all know what it's like to be in a boardroom and talk about lots of money. Nothing new there. But that's what would have to go down. And right now, maybe this news from Thursday has the SEC trying to fast-track this a bit. Now, the flip side of this, again, from a Texas point of view, and we talked to Catch about this, you want your football team, your program, to be in SEC shape when it gets to the league. Again, the other sports don't matter. Sorry, they just don't. Not when it comes to this topic. You want your football program to be ready to fight that fight. Texas isn't ready right now. Not that they would negotiate anything for this year. That's impossible. So you've also got that to balance. And Texas isn't worried about the money in the moment. Not at all. Texas, along with A&M, arguably the richest athletic departments in America. All right, we'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We still see some radar down certain parts of I-40 through Smith and Wilson County this morning. Be careful as traffic volume finally starting to pick up. 65 coming up through Brentwood, Franklin, trying to clear up an earlier crash. 300 block of Cedar View Drive. Hey, Ripley's has a great summer camp experience for the kids. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you want to spend quality time outdoors with your family, coworkers, employees, or friends, nothing beats a guided fishing trip. Since 2004, Brian Carper's Guide Service has offered trips on Percy Priest, Old Hickory, and Center Hill Lakes and is the top-rated guide service in Middle Tennessee. Brian Carper's Guide Service offers bass boat and pontoon trips for all sizes with 4, 6, and 8-hour trips available for bass, crappie, and hybrids. All equipment plus water and snacks are provided and they'll even clean your catch for free. Check out Brian Carper's Facebook page or call 615-801-2400. That's 615-801-2408. And online at briancarper.com. Hey, Braves fans, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves Country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Dry rub wings are back at Slim Chickens. Fresh, fried, and full of flavor. Like smooth and kickin' cayenne ranch, zesty lemon pepper, or turn it up with new spicy Nashville hot. Try them today with a meal or feed your hungry crowd. But hurry, they're only back for a limited time. At Slim's, bold flavor is what we do. Download the Slim Chickens app to order and earn rewards.
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
I gotta tell you something. It's kind of a self-embarrassing story. I'm just hanging out with my mom, and she's watching My 600-Pound Life.
Great show.
The woman was 670 pounds, and her boyfriend, I'm like, no way, looks like me.
The afternoon stretch. The afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Get into the Bill King Show. Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought. All right, dude, here's a couple of phones in 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Let's just get this out in the open before you try and make me look stupid in front of the audience, man. This is what I do every year. Why? Because I'm great. I don't practice. See, the non-playing portion of the year is for those who need to get the reps in. I am the best to ever do it, dude. I don't have to. Let me tell you what I will do. When the time comes and I need to show up, I won't have to practice. I can walk up in my church shoes and come up in there and walk right up in there, man, and score 50 for you, man. So I'm the most dependable person that you've ever met, man. I never go nowhere, man. I just leave for a couple months. I'm the prodigal son.
Grill, about 20 minutes in, hour three. Topwater Assassin on Twitter. Sorry, so much to get to today, and I haven't been able to get to Twitter, which is a priority of mine every day. Topwater Assassin, say Clemson never leaves, Bill. Would you rather be Dabo or Shane Beamer? With expanded playoffs, Clemson can win 11 games most years and keep getting in. I don't see any need to panic. Well, yes, true. And not the battle that you're going to have every day in the SEC. But the disparity in the money is a problem if you're Clemson. That is, and I don't know if I would use the word panic, but I would be very worried about it. You're talking about Clemson one of the best football programs the last 5 to 10 years on this planet. Making significantly less in conference affiliation money than SEC teams, Big Ten teams. And you feel like your brand is worthy of that kind of money. Whether it is or isn't, you feel like it is. So that's a problem. Yes, if for some reason you don't land in a league, when they expand the playoffs, you're going to be in pretty good shape. From a on-the-field perspective. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, in the midst of all this expansion talk, I feel the need to remind everybody that TTUN still sucks. I'm not reading. It was something about Ann Moeller, and I'm not reading any of that further. I'm not going to do it, Josh. You're not coaxing me into this. Aliquippa Bob, who is finally back on American soil after traveling everywhere. Wonder how Lincoln Riley, he says, is going to like playing at Beaver Stadium, the Horseshoe, or the Big House in November. Things just got more competitive. Where does he go now? Well, if he's got the right players, Southern Cal's totally capable of doing all of that. But and Southern Cal is a brand that, again, is fully capable of handling those situations. Now, freezing and being in those places in late October through November, yes, that would be, I love to watch that, though. I would love to watch it. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I'm wondering if this is true. Arizona State, Utah, and Colorado are in talks with the Big 12. Looks like the remaining Pac-12 teams will be absorbed by the Mountain West. Oh, I'm sure. Now, look, I could come on here and throw out any number of conversations that are taking place, not really knowing if they are or not, and probably be right about it. Just due to common sense. In this frenzied environment, if I'm ADs that are left over in the Pac-12 or the ACC, I tell the wifey, don't count on me being around much here for a while. You guys go have a good summer, but Dad's got a big mess on his hands. And I'm going to have a phone glued to both ears. Two iPhones, one on each ear. 24 hours a day. Tell the wifey, when I go to bed tonight, sorry, I won't be thinking about you. We're trying to keep a league alive. Sorry about that. Yeah, sorry about that. Hurricane Mario, Bill, any conference realignment rumors relating to ACC teams going to the Big Ten or SEC? You just think of it, and it's a rumor that's out there. That's another interesting part. I've lived this so many times, this expansion stuff. Now, again, L.A. going to the Big Ten, we're on historic grounds now. Texas, OU going to the SEC. I'm not saying that's common everyday stuff. It's not. Those are powerful earthquake reverberations. But in general, I've lived this since 92. I've lived this for 30 years. Been through it, thought about it, lived it, talked to so many people about it that are high up suits. But what's interesting is just the random stuff that goes on out there. Just people I don't know, right? I don't mean Tom in Myrtle Beach because what he just put out there has been said. You know, what about those teams? But just the randomness of names, though. Bill, what about Virginia, NC State, and Wake Forest to the SEC? What do you think, Bill? What's up with that, Bill? I get those all the time. know what Tom's talking about. That's Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, Utah meeting with. I'm sure they are. I'm sure that you're meeting with anything that's got money right now. All right, more to come Tuesday. Now, don't get tricked. This is a Tuesday. Griff will be with us in about 20 minutes. I'm the Nashville Hotel.